Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It feels like we're trapped. It feels like there's no way out. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Five in a row. And here we are now dealing with an injury to the quarterback. Mike Bell, let's start there. We have a lot to get to today. Call your friends. Email who you need to email. Text who you need to text. Tell them to be here. Because this situation has got to get better. And everybody today, no matter if you're calling or texting or however you're going to communicate with us, we want to hear your voice. Mike, we've been doing this a long time together. Matter of fact, longer than anybody else on this radio station. This is as bad as it's been. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
This is as bad as it's been. And the reason it's bad, Atlanta, is because now we have a situation where we don't know the future of Michael Penix. It is being reported a left knee injury. He is on the IL. He is going to miss a minimum of 4 weeks. But I would ask you, why the hell would you play him until the end of the season anyway? Then we find out that Drake has a PCL sprain. He is done this week and potentially more. With that news, you have a lot of decisions, Mike, that we have to make as a fan base. But more importantly, Mr. Blank, somebody call him today. Somebody text him. Somebody tell him to listen to this radio show because most of this is going to be for Arthur Blank. Mike, we have to do something to change this.
Yeah, there's such a sense of futility, you know, as a Falcon fan this morning. You know, walking out of Mercedes-Benz yesterday, another hapless loss, you know, enough to win. You're up 14 points at one point in this game, Carl, 21-7, and you find a way to blow it. Back-to-back weeks, you got Jonathan Taylor going for 240 yards, and then last game, Bryce Young lights us up for over 420 yards passing. So, I mean, there's just nobody gets a pass on this team. But the coach has got to go. The GM has got to go. I guess you can make the argument if you moved on from the coach right now to send a message to the fan base, who's taking over as the interim anyway? Ulbrich going to repeat what he did for the Jets last year? You know, you could argue of all the coaches, Ulbrich's probably doing the most effective job. So they'll just maybe see this thing through. Fans want somebody's butt, you know, out the door right now. Not sure how this is going to play. Arthur Blank's got to get Rich McKay out of the process. I always laugh when they hire these, you know, some companies, they hire a firm, Carl, as a search engine, right? We're going to hire Corn Ferry to find our next head coach. Well, I don't want anybody who's in the building right now finding the next head coach or the next general manager. You really do need to get a set of eyes from another planet on this one, Ro. It's Carl. I've never been more disappointed. I've never been more frustrated. And the sense that Arthur Blank's going to continue to make the decisions, which are going to are ultimately end in futility again for Falcon fans unless they can find a way to get it right.
What's the way out? And that's not a hypothetical question. Seriously, to Mike's point, and look, I want to tell you guys, I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine in the NFL, and I said to him today, Mike, I feel a little depressed. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Like, the expectation, the excitement of the promise of what could be. That's why I'm not yelling at anybody today. Listen, I'm not. What am I going to do that for? This is where we are. We're 3-7. We've lost 5 in a row. We have dysfunction. And now the quarterback of the future is in question. Guys, this is a quarterback league. As much as we think Michael Penix has a lot of upside and plenty of potential, that has still not been utilized yet.
No.
So now that is a big question moving forward. And I know at Flowery they're going to say, oh, you know, he'll have surgery or whatever's going to happen. And again, we don't know the full extent. But, Mike, they're going to preach everything will be fine and he'll be back. But there are so many things around him that are not right. So it's not just about knowing the health and the future availability of Michael Penix. Now it is about how do you fix all of these things around him. And these questions have got to get answered. You cannot wait, Mike, until the end of the season to start trying to figure this out.
No, you want to get ahead of everybody else in the NFL who's looking for a new direction. You've got to. You know, and maybe at some point, some fans, and maybe we can get Terry Fontenot on the program because some fans have made the argument it's not. Well, yeah, it is Terry's fault. He put together a team that can't win. Guys that don't tackle. Players that don't give maximum effort. Okay? We're beyond that. Pitts, if I never see Kyle Pitts in a Falcon uniform again, it'll be too soon. We've had some fun conversations with Kyle. We've been real with him. He's been real with us. He doesn't love the game. He doesn't have a commitment to the game. He plays like he's sleepwalking. Okay? And that's just, believe me, that's like the cherry on the crap sundae, Carl, we're dealing with.
Also, I just work here.
I hear you.
It's obvious.
You know, and the Penix Jr. thing, not every general manager in the NFL felt that Michael Penix Jr. was a safe bet. Now, granted, Carl, the right knee, that's what he had the history of injuries with in college. What happened to him on Sunday, this is his left knee. So this is the one knee that he did not injure through his time at Indiana and Washington. But still, through 14 games, to your point, I don't know what I've got with – I don't know what he is. I don't know if it's a combination of it's a bad fit with the coaching staff. He's got no wide receivers other than Drake London. And now a new general manager and coach may come in and say he's not the guy, you know? And we don't even have a first-round pick next year.
That belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. 404-726-0929. We're going to talk to you not only now, but throughout the course of this show. And I don't care what you say. And I mean that. What are your emotions today as this feels like we are, not just by record, but we are the worst team in the NFL? It feels that way. I don't care what the Saints' record is. I don't care who's chasing the number. It feels like we are the worst team in the NFL. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. And we'll take your phone calls throughout the course of this show. It is Dukes and Bill. It is a Falcon Monday. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Mm-hmm. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. As we talk about the game specifically yesterday, and again, these injuries are big news because it changes, I think, and it should change the way our owner is thinking about moving forward. But the game itself yesterday, Bryce Young, if I'm him, I want to play the Falcons every damn week. I mean, Mike, 448 yards passing. And again, here we are making Bryce look like a superstar.
Right.
He was hot garbage last week. He could barely complete a pass. And then here he comes in the Mercedes-Benz, Mike, and sets this single-season franchise record for the Carolina Panthers. But you want to lose your mind.
I mean, watching this game, and you're saying to yourself, there's no way they're going to get back, and they did. And I know we've talked about the pass rush, and I'm glad the pass rush has ramped up. And statistically, we've got a nice three-game sequence where we're sacking the quarterback more than anybody. But it doesn't matter. It literally is the embodiment of the old Mike Smith phrase we used to joke around about. Sacks don't matter. They don't. Not when you give up that much yardage. You realize, you know, you go back and look. The guys you had to stop, right? in the 49ers, couldn't stop their best player. You know, go against the Colts, couldn't stop their best player. Go up against Carolina, couldn't stop their best player. So before he ever starts throwing these bouquets about Ulbrich, everybody's culpable in this. Our linebackers never get there. They can't cover. I love Caden Ellis and company. He's going for a drag on a tight end at the end of the game. You know, we just don't have complimentary players. We had how about some of the moments yesterday that, you know, get you excited? Billy Bowman comes in with that sack on the blitz, right? You know, Billy Bowman making plays. We've got individuals. We got Drake London. And you know, I really feel bad, just as a sidebar, Carl. I feel so bad for Bijan Robinson. He wants to win so freaking bad. Drake London is a damn warrior. He leaves it all on the field. He's the only target. Carl, he gets hit like a pinball every damn game. And those two guys, they're the only guys who can look in the mirror and say, I did my job for the Falcons on Sunday.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. I want to get to Junior. We're going to take plenty of your calls today because this is what it is. Mm. We are trying to find a way out. And no suggestion is a bad suggestion. And I'm being real. Like, we're already talking about who we can go get coaching-wise,
right.
Who would be the perfect OC for these particular pieces. How do you change the culture? Because there is none. I don't care what's being preached. We've lost five in a row, and I don't care how close we are. I don't care about finding a way. Junior on Memorial Drive.
Hey, man.
Junior, what's going on? Talk to us.
Hey, man. Hey, man. See, bruh. I love the Falcons, but Mr. Arthur Blank, you got to do something. You see what's going on. Everybody sees what's going on. Why you ain't making no moves? It's like y'all don't never be trying to be making no moves. Like, you see what do we watch? Mm. What do we watch? And are we going to continue to allow this? Like, can we honestly support this? We hardworking people in the city. We see, bruh. Mm. That's it.
Let it out.
No, but that's that sense of futility. Walking out, I was doing my video. We all shot our videos post-game. I was right in front of the big Falcon at Mercedes-Benz. And a bunch of guys like nodding. You know it, Mike. Yeah, man. You'll be listening to you and Carl on Monday. And I can't say, but it's the same old SOS. Same old blank. You know, it just never ends. Guys, 8 years in the NFL without making the playoffs, you're a joke. I mean, you are a franchise that can't get it right. You know? And we can talk about it. Like, I like Terry. Like, they're all good people. They're not bad people. They're just not good at their jobs anymore. They've had opportunities, and they've made too many mistakes, and that's why we are where we are. That's why you're going to have to reset, and I don't know. And, look, the last thing Arthur Blank at this stage of his ownership and his age wants to do is have to go rip the Band-Aid off, and he's going to have to.
All right, we're coming back with plenty more of your calls. JP, Sneed, I want to hear you guys at 404-726-0929. We're talking about the state of our Falcons. The state of our franchise. Forget about the season. Forget about the record. The state of our team and our city. It's Dukes and Bell.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's tough. I just said to Mike, we were talking in the break on a Falcon Monday. And we were expressing how it just feels like there's no way out. Look, if you just join this party, you may not sense the despair that most Falcon fans have. But I'm here to tell you, Mike's here to tell you, and partly anybody you might run into around the city who has followed this. And again, you don't have to go back 30 years, okay? The last decade. And they will be happy to share with you the despair that we've been in feeling pride for our team, supporting them, Mike, doing all the things, buying the merch, showing up, paying the prices for these tickets.
Right.
And every year, in some way, sense, shape, or form, we get let down. And I just said to Mike, Mike said, you know, we were talking about no way out. I use that phrase because that's how it feels. But I can't tell you right now that we're better than the Browns organization. I can't even tell you that we're better than the Jets. I cannot tell you that we are not one of, if not the worst, franchises right now in professional football. That goes for the Arizona Cardinals, and the team we'll play this week in the Saints. You can't look at us right now and tell us that we're better. Why? What makes us better? Our general manager, our head coach, the way we win games, our culture. What makes us better?
And that we got to find a way to win those football games.
Oh, stop. And that is why, Mike, we feel like there's no way out.
Yeah. I mean, I said this last week. Look, we all know it. And I know it's, we have to do a preamble, Carl, because people get in their feels. Arthur Blank's a wonderful human being, a great humanitarian, did a wonderful job with the stadium, great job with the soccer team. He just can't figure out how to win in the NFL. You know, we're 5 minutes away from changing the entire arc in the history of this town, sports-wise, but we didn't. We slept on the banana peel, okay? Super Bowl 51, we'll go down in history. You guys realize we are the greatest chokers in the history of professional sports in America. We have that. That's around our neck like an albatross until we can go win a Super Bowl. You know, and I know that, you know, what happened a few years ago doesn't really, well, it kind of does, because the coaches on this team are on that team too. You know, you brought coaches back because you couldn't find a viable first year head coach or convince a guy like Harbaugh to come over here. So you went with a safe hire, a retread, somebody had some comfort with, and you're paying the price. He's hired bad assistant coaches. I think, Carl, with the right coaching staff, I do think this team is capable of going to the playoffs.
So do I.
I think you've got to put players in position to succeed. You got to make better decisions. Hiring a guy who's never been an OC to work with a rookie quarterback is a recipe for disaster. You know? And Kirk Cousins is washed. I mean, all this stuff about the insurance policy, I told you, oh, Mike, everybody, no, this is great. No, it didn't make sense to me then, and now in hindsight, it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world, and even a lot of Falcon fans, Carl, who were arguing with me. So this is one that, man, it's going to take a Herculean effort from the next regime to turn this thing around.
If you're interested, Bucks are 2-0 in the division. Obviously, Panthers 2-1. We're 0-3. Saints are 1-1. That's the NFC South standings. I'm not going to tell you. I'll let you judge for yourself. You know what the deal is, but I'm not going to say what a lot of people are saying about the season. We're 10 games in. There is still season left, but it feels hopeless. That's where we're at.
You got to win out with a Kirk Cousins who just looks, you know, and the argument and the irony is he's actually healthier than he was last year.
I know, and he looks like hot garbage. But, guys, he didn't impress me the first time he got a start, and we talked about it. And then yesterday you come in relief duty, Mike, and Day-Day, I got to bring it up because you talked about it on our – behind the scenes show today when you said, and I don't even know if this was on air. We were just maybe talking amongst ourselves. And Day-Day said when he came into the game yesterday,
Kurt, you can call us and tell us we're wrong. I don't know where the enthusiasm was.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
It's almost like he went, oh, crap. You guys want me to go in? Me?
Going
okay.
into someone's trap and trying to take over.
I'll run out there. He should have. There should have been this energy of enthusiasm that we're all right. Mm-hmm. We're going to be all right.
Man, this dude, he's legit.
And none of that happened. You didn't feel it. If you were at the stadium for the six people that were there, you didn't feel it. You didn't feel it at home. You didn't feel. And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with that, Mike. But this notion that the best quarterback is on the bench is false.
Yeah, and some of this beyond his control. He did hit some receivers in the hands, and they didn't catch the ball like Pitts.
Well, we don't have a receiving
corps. The overtime. I mean, like Mooney is just not it. And that's on Fonno. Like, that's on the GM, okay? There's things you can blame the coaches for. The personnel, you got to blame the personnel department for. But we don't have playmakers not named Drake London. But, yeah, he hit Pitts, and, of course, Pitts does what Pitts does. Oops. You know, but he did, for what it's worth. Cousins got you down the field when they took the lead to get a tie. Get the game, and you know, our third kicker, by the way, our third field goal kicker, so far so good.
That's comical.
Which, again, gets back to the dysfunction of this franchise. But you get the field goal to force overtime. You know, you go three and out, and they just, and now, boom, Rico Dowdle happened. You know, and that's it. And we'll see you next week. You know, there is no juice with this team. There's just no juice. You got, and maybe the next GM and the next coach comes in and says, I can work with, you know, there's five or six players I can build this thing around. But my God, this staff can't do that. I apologize. I looked up during the commercial break to sell my tickets. I take a $3,400 bath on my personal seat license if I even wanted to sell my tickets right now. I can't even get out of this relationship if I wanted.
JP in College Park, thank you for your patience. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about the state of our franchise. Fifth straight loss yesterday. JP, hey, man.
Yeah, we started by saying the show, hey, man.
Hey, man.
But look here. You got to look at Mr. Brink. He wants progress, though, but he just paying people for the wrong reason. What we should do is get a coach in here that'll get his own players and have control of everything. And for us,
isn't that what Raheem has? That's not what he has.
Well, see, well, guys, Raheem ain't the right coach. I'm sorry to say that. He ain't the right coach. Or Zach, and Pennant, he ain't ready. He ain't ready because he accident prone. We need a quarterback who can get behind the center. Good. You've got an arm, good. But you're going to need some. You need your legs in the NFL. You got to move around, and maybe he can hit other people than Drake. Drake and we just about there. It don't take long to really build this team, though. But the way we're going now, he just got to get the right people in there, man. And the defense.
Haven't we been saying that about getting the right people in? I mean, look. I think, and thank you for the phone call, I think, Mike, when you have a system in which you believe in how you hire or the process in which you go through, you find yourself hiring similar type folks. It's why I'm a big believer that everybody around the table shouldn't look like me, that you need to get out of your zone of whatever it is, Mike, and venture out and talk to people who may have stronger personalities than you, right, who may think differently than you, who certainly look differently than you. Like, this idea of we go through our process and we hire and this is what we want and this is the person box. This box right here is the person. No matter what they look like, this is the box. You find yourself hiring similar kinds of people and you get similar results. Mike has said this all along throughout this last couple of years. The process which we went through to bring in a new coach, it was for the first time you felt like, man, we could talk to a variety of people with experience, with Super Bowl experience, with, you know, national championships. We shied away from some of that. Why? Why?
Yeah. I mean, if you go back, and I encourage folks, because sometimes the timeline gets a little fuzzy, who we talked to, who we didn't talk to. We cast a wide net. We talked to McDonald, who went up to Seattle. We talked to Vrabel. You know, we talked to Ben Johnson. We talked to everybody. Talked to Harbaugh. Belichick was very close. You know, It just seems like.
But they, Mike, let me ask you this:
they got over their skis on the Belichick thing, and then they went the other way.
When you say we talked to them,
did we really talk to them?
Correct.
Did we really consider them?
Correct. Because a courtesy interview allows us, the public, and Falcon fans to go, we talked to them.
Right.
Or did they really talk to them? So I'm going to hold judgment there when I hear, and I've heard this for years about, oh, we talked to them. And then I find out, well, you know, we had a phone conversation with them.
Right.
Or now we Zoomed them, and now, you know, they were never really considered for the job.
Vrabel was interviewed, Ravens DC, Anthony Weaver, Joe Brady was interviewed, Aaron Glenn was interviewed, Bobby Slowick was interviewed. His stock took a big hit.
He's out of
Houston.
That's absolutely.
Brian Johnson, the OC of the Eagles, we interviewed. We interviewed Jim Harbaugh, Belichick, Mike McDonald, Bengals OC, Brian Callahan, Steve Wilks, who had been the interim in Carolina, was the 49ers DC, Ejiro Evero, that's it. So that's a lot of guys, though. It's a lot of guys. Who would I want? I said at the time to Carl, I wanted Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh would have been a breath of fresh air, a complete voice from outside of this building, outside of this zip code. And some guys say, well, he was never coming. Well, there's a way to do that. You throw more money at him. You know, I mean, that, you know, if you feel that, you know, you give him the GM thing that he wanted, you give him the control that he wanted. He's always wanted a piece of going back to his time in San Francisco. You give him that blank check. I didn't want Belichick's third act. And I think that's you see how it's playing out in North Carolina. It's nothing special.
Yeah, look, I said from the jump he wasn't getting the job. It was too much of a power trip at the end of the day. But to give control to coaches who should have a say, I have always believed that they should have a say in the guys you're selecting. You know, this gets back to, hey, I want to run this offense, Zach Robinson. What kind of quarterback do you need? Or are you going to draft a quarterback who doesn't necessarily fit the kind of offense that you want to run?
Do you feel that there is philosophically an opposition to taking an unproven head coach, a rookie, after the Arthur Smith flame out? In other words, they were maybe cowed to not taking the next coach to be also a first-time head coach.
They went opposite, yeah.
They went with Raheem because he was safe.
Yeah, they went opposite. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more of your calls. Trying to let you go, man, wherever you want to go. All right, 404-726-0929. We're talking about our Falcons. It is a Falcon Monday. What's the way out? We're asking you. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah! Nada! I will survive.
I will survive. It is Dukes and Bell. If you are just joining us, Penix, Michael Penix, has a left knee injury. He is on the IL for 4 weeks. As I said, why would you bring him back? We still don't know the extent of the injury as they're working through the medical process. Drake London has a PCL sprain. He is going to be out this week and potentially a couple of weeks. We don't know the full extent of that either, but that news dropped this mid-morning, and we were talking about it and bringing it to you as it just adds more drama, Mike, to a situation that already has enough drama. As we're discussing this team and this franchise and why we are where we are. And when you have a 3-7 record and you've lost five in a row, and I don't care who was not there. I don't care wasn't available. I don't care if we lost in overtime. You've lost five in a row. And I think most Falcon fans and people who watch this team, Mike, know why.
Look, to lose five games in a row in the NFL, I mean, you got to be pretty awful. I mean, you got to either be the most starstruck, across, you know, whoever you want to determine. Well, this break went for. No, you're bad. Stop with the rationalization of it, Carl. You know, yeah, we beat the Buffalo Bills, yippee-ki-yay, any given Sunday, or in that case, any given Monday. But at the end of the day, you don't do enough to win. You know, you make coaching decisions that go the other way. You make individual mental mistakes or penalties which screw things up. You know, you don't have it. And this is the culture. This is why when we talk about, you know, how much you put on the coaching staff sets the tone. There's guys like Vrabel. It's run like military precision. They don't shoot themselves in the foot. They don't make mistakes. And if they make a mistake, they don't make the same mistake twice. We make the same mistakes over and over. You know, and that's where we're at. And it's just now, and I get it. A lot of guys are just up on the text line and on Twitter. Follow Carl. We don't say X. Put him up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. I understand why they're not firing anybody. Who are you going to put in there? Who's taking over? You know, Zach Robinson's going to take over. Ulbrich's going to take over and repeat what he did with the Jets, which is a great big nothing burger. You know, a team that arguably had as much talent as this team. So they're going to ride it out. But as Carl said, you best be getting ahead of the other teams that are looking for a head coach and a new GM. And I'm sorry, Terry, you've done some good things. I don't know, Carl, where do you fall on Terry Fano as far as the hit rate? But, I mean, there's been too many mistakes, and you put a team on the field that doesn't respond, that doesn't do the job.
I think Terry's argument, and again, I don't know if it rides or not, but I think Terry's argument is, look at the players that I've drafted. And we have failed to this point because of the lack of execution and coaching and the mental errors that have taken place on the field. The general manager's job is to get players. The coach's job is to coach those guys up and put a plan together, Mike, that works. That plan has not worked. And if Terry is going to survive this, that would be his argument. Is it enough? I don't know. But he at least has an argument sitting at the table to say, okay, you wanted me to go get offensive guys. Look at what I've did. You wanted me to improve the defense. Look at where we are with sacks. Look at how this defense looks getting after the quarterback. These are the things you guys said you wanted me to do. I went out and got those players. Now, why we're not winning games, how much of that can you truly put on Terry Fontenot? In this moment, don't go back to 2020. Right now in 2025, how much of that can you put on him when he has tried to address these issues? That would be my argument if I was him, but I don't know if it's enough, Mike.
But then again, if I'm Arthur Blank, you know, you had to go get a guy in Divine Diablo because the initial player could never get on the freaking field in Troy Anderson.
That is a bust.
I mean, that's a bust. And Nick Benito right now, go look at his sack numbers. 9.5 right now for the Denver Broncos. I mean, we whiffed. That second round was the biggest whiff. And unfortunately, Kyle Pitts is a bust. The year he had Matt Ryan, 1,000 yards, 77 or whatever it is a game. But you look at him now, the totality of Kyle Pitts' time here in Atlanta, it is a bust. That is a top five pick that you busted. And that's, to me, that's going to be one that Terry's going to wear around forever. And then on top of that.
Now we get back to this.
And then you get to the Kirk Cousins decision. You know, and look, when Cousins was the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week, nobody was complaining until he wasn't. But the Michael Penix Jr. thing, the argument was, we'll never be picking this high. We'll never have an opportunity to get this kind of talent. And a lot of other general managers were scared off by the medicals. Now, this is a different knee. This is not the same knee. We talked about that earlier. But Michael Penix Jr., I don't know what he is. And a new GM or new head coach may come in and say, he's not my guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit what I'm trying to do here.
I just want to go back real quick.
Go ahead.
And no, we don't know this. Mike and I have argued this back and forth over the years. Did Arthur Smith pick Kyle Pitts?
He was signed. Now, Arthur Smith was signed, if memory serves correctly, a few days before the general manager was, which is its own kettle of fish.
Yes.
But creates a problem.
I only bring that up to say he had a vision for the offense.
And then he rued the day he drafted Kyle Pitts, both talking to us on the air and sometimes off the air.
Well, you don't know what you're getting in a player until you get him in the building.
Right.
Right? I mean, all these workouts, that's why I don't mean crap. You don't know what a dude's made up of until you get him in the building. Did you guys think Drake was a dog and a killer like this? You guys thought Drake was like this California guy who was soft coming in here and, oh, I don't know how good he is. Drake's a killer. You don't know until you get these guys in the building. So I only bring that up to say these are the arguments, if you want to survive Terry Fontenot, that I would be bringing up. But again, at the end of the day, I'm with you on this. I feel like we need a new plan. And I feel like the only way out sometimes is to start fresh. And I know how difficult that is as an organization, but the reality is, where are you at, man? Where are you at? And when I said earlier, you know, a guy hit me up. He said, how could you even say we're one of the worst franchises? Do you know how embarrassing it looks on television when they show our building?
Yes.
What are you talking about? So this is the most difficult spot we've probably been in a very long time. And I only relate this, and it's not because it was the biggest game, and is the biggest game in the world, and that's the Super Bowl. But I relate the feeling I'm having, Mike, this despair, this depression, to that moment. Guys, we were here. Our city was depressed for 3 months. People didn't even want to talk to us on the radio. That despair right now with, damn, what are we doing? How are we going to get out of this? When are our guys going to check out? Let me ask you that question. Do you think guys who are human beings don't check out, Mike, in this situation?
Right. I mean, look, the one guy I know who's never going to quit is Bijan Robinson.
No.
Drake. Now, Drake's going to miss this next week. He might miss more time than that. But Drake's got the strain with the PCL. You've got a guy. He leaves it on the field every damn day. Now, look, guy hit me up on the text line saying he dropped that pass, said Cousins put the ball in his hands. It was a good throw and the drive that resulted in the field goal. And I don't know whether the knee has – he just couldn't make the play. But, I mean, Drake London, the one guy who makes the plays time after time, I get it. He missed that opportunity, Drake. But I'm with Carl. At what point do you just – it's human nature. Why am I running through a brick wall? Why am I doing this when this team is where it is? Now we're on the fast track to a top – it's going to be a top 5 or 6 pick potentially for the L.A. Rams. And look, James Pierce – if James Pierce Jr. goes on to become one of the elite edge rushers in this franchise's history, time will tell. But right now, it's a negligible pick. And the other part of this is, if Jalen Walker doesn't fall to us at 15, we would have reached for James Pierce Jr. because they had tunnel vision on it. Everyone said it. How many times have we heard they fell in love with the guy? You know? But, I mean, so far, it's not all the extra sacks. It's not contributing to any results in the win column for us. So now you don't have a first-round pick in a year where you might be winding up with 4 or 5 wins on the season.
Yeah, Mike, but the reason why it's not adding up, and this is the irony, because we have you have specifically talked about this 8-9 years. We don't get the quarterback. We need fire breathers. We don't get the quarterback. And you weren't wrong. But the reason why it's not adding up to wins is because we don't have a dynamic quarterback who's showing he's dynamic. We don't have a dynamic play caller who's showing he's that. And we don't have a head coach who has a culture or a standard.
Right.
Those three things are more important than the sacks. If we had those things, I guarantee you we wouldn't be in this position. Even if we were middle of the road with sacks. But we were also caught up that we got to get after the damn quarterback, and now we are, and it doesn't mean a damn thing because the three most important things that matter in this league, we don't have.
Right. And we've added enough pieces. That's the thing. The right coaches have. We've got some dynamic pieces, okay? If you feel I'm wrong and James Pierce Jr. is going to be that guy, I don't know what he is. I'm not saying he's not going to be. I'm saying I don't know yet. Is he ever going to validate moving back into the first round? Only time will tell. But when you're sucking on a 5-win season and you're going to watch somebody with your pick, you know, you tell me, James Pierce Jr. better turn into be Reggie freaking White for this franchise, you know, because this is where we're living. You get the right, and by the way, a lot of guys agree with you. A lot of guys, some guys feel that it's not all on Fontenot. All right. I mean, we saw Shine keep his job and Daboll get got with New York. There are precedents around the league.
Well, Daboll, again, you're blowing 10-point leads in 4 weeks. Mike, you're not doing the job on the field. How many people right now, raise your hand if you're listening, do not think the coach is doing the job on the field? That's the answer.
Look, we've got a coach, and look, we'll talk to him on Wednesday, and, you know, we'll always be, you know, Terry's good with us. He may not give you the answer or us the answers we're looking for. But to simply say, back to work, look at the tape, nobody wants to hear that. This is the one time, look, and I get it, Carl. If you now go and play the angry man card, you know, maybe you lose some of the respect of the players. But the fans have tuned him out. And if the fans have tuned him out, how many guys, to your point earlier, have tuned him out in that locker room?
It's only a matter of time. When you go through these seasons, you talk about being challenged. These seasons challenge you as a coach and a player. Big O, what do you want to add, man?
Well, two things. Number one, the Rams are going to take that, pick the guy from the Falcons' watch and get the successor to Stafford, because that's what great teams do.
Thanks. You know what? That's a great point.
Sean McVay and Les Snead, who was tutored by Dimitroff here as an assistant, they get it right. You know, guys are already asking, well, who do you want as a coach? I have no friggin' clue. I don't know. If the divorce happens in Green Bay with Matt LaFleur, I'd kick the tires on him. Of course, some bloom is off the rose lately offensively for them. I don't know. Jordan Love might not have been the guy, you know? But there's a lot of – if you feel that you can't find a better coach than Raheem Morris, you don't understand football.
Yeah, and look, Jordan Love, I thought he put the Packers on his back. We're going to talk more NFL. We are definitely going to talk about them dogs, because that was an amazing win on Saturday night. But the focus right now, because of this injury situation that has now been a little bit clear after yesterday with the quarterback going to the IL and being out, and I think he's done for the year. That's my opinion. I've not been told that, and that is not being reported by the Falcons. I think he's done. And I think it adds a lot of stress to where you want to move to, especially if you bring in a new regime. So there are things now that have been added on from just 24 hours ago, Mike, when you left the stadium or we were watching this game and going, all right, we're going to win and lose in overtime, and then our best wide receiver is now injured. Now, Drake is going to ultimately be okay. A PCL sprain,
right,
if you sit him, he'll be fine. But the quarterback thing is real. And then if you feel like you have the guys in the building to solve this, then what's been going wrong? Why haven't we been able to? Why have we continued to do the things that we've done over the last 5 or 6 weeks that have put us in this predicament? So there's a lot there. But we're going to talk plenty about all of this other stuff with the dogs. But you bring up a great point. And I got to say this. You said, you know, where do we go? Look, let me say this. I don't know if they'll do it. I'm cutting a big check to bring Les Snead back to Atlanta. He's the or one of the best general managers and has proven it and was not afraid to hire Sean McVay when everybody said he was too young.
Mm-hmm.
Vision. I'm cutting a big check to bring him back to Atlanta. That's the start. And then I'm going to sit there and go, it's your show. Everybody else is gone. You do what you need to do to build this football organization the way we need to, because you have proven when you left here what you're capable of. That is the first thing I'm doing. But I don't know if they'll do it.
And again, you know, Arthur Blank, the constant is ownership. You know, do you have the vision to do that? I mean, look, if Les Snead wants to stay in Los Angeles, he stays in Los Angeles. The only thing they can pry that again, as you said, Carl, some guys like Theo Epstein, they go from Boston to Chicago in baseball because they want a new challenge.
That's it.
Right? And you hope that you can land a guy like that. But you look at the teams that are doing it right, the teams that are in the mix, and you say, how do I find it? There are people out there, guys. It's not an impossible task, but it's just so tough right now because of all the things we've seen over the last 8 years, bad decision after bad decision. Arthur Blank needs to cut the cord with Rich McKay. Rich McKay cannot be involved in this hire. I saw Rich McKay on the field in Berlin. Rich, I mean, again, his knowledge of the NFL, his experience in the league, we get that. He has, whatever his involvement is, and the company line is, oh, no, he's not involved. Give me a freaking break. His relationship with Arthur is marrow deep, and it's produced nothing. Nothing. 8 years of futility. We're second only to the Jets in their 14 years, Carl, out of the playoffs. Currently, we're tied with the Panthers, who may make the playoffs at 7 years. We'll be eight. But this is, I mean, the constant is the owner. And real quick, I said this to Carl during the break. If you are going to call in, just understand, we're not being dismissive, but just understand, if you say Arthur Blank's got to sell the team, he is never selling the team. That's never going to happen.
Neither would you. I mean, come on.
He's not going. He's not moving. He's not going anywhere.
No.
The only hope is he's got to cut the umbilical cord with Rich McKay, because that's one of the other constants in this equation.
Well, bring in a real football person and trust them.
And give him autonomy.
That's right. That's the key. Daily Downloads brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. We're talking about a lot of stuff today.
Orin's bringing the pain today with the music.
We're talking about a lot of stuff today because there is a lot to discuss when it comes to our Falcons. We're going to come back. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Ron, on hold, Snead, all you guys, 404-726-0929.
All right, we're going to take as many calls as we can here in the 3 o'clock hour. We had to get some of this out, and it certainly tell you where we are with the state of this team right now and what's happening. But we want to hear from you guys, all right? We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.